Mondays on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network is brought to you by BetMGM. Visit BetMGM.com and remember to download the BetMGM mobile app today.
Rise and shine, folks. Good Monday morning to you. It is the 20th day of September. Happy Monday to everybody. Year 2021. We welcome you to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Halen, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us, no matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening. We appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well. From Traverse City down to Toledo, GR across to the Motor City. Thank you. We appreciate you. And it's great to be with you here this morning. Join the conversation at any point. Text the keyword sports radio to 21,000. Sports radio to 21,000. You can find us on the Meyer Supercenter guest line as well. 248-951-2176. 248-951-2176. On Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And, of course, good morning to our television audience as well. Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN. Find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and of course the iHeartRadio app. If you find us on Apple, leave us a 5-star review. Type up some words about us. We appreciate that. Find us at MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Danica Halen's at Dan in the studio. Ryan Elke is at RyanL_Key. And I'm Anthony at AC Bellino after what was just an awesome Michigan sports weekend. All across the state, no matter what your team was, it was fabulous. Everybody, it felt like everybody was a winner and mission accomplished on Saturday. Dan and Ryan, good morning to both of you. What's going on over there? Anything good?
No, just a little tired from taking in that Sunday night game.
Oh, this brutal kickoff time. It never gets any easier either. It really doesn't.
It's that, and normally on these games, you can find a good time to be like, all right, this game's done. I'm going to go to bed.
Not with those two teams
last
night.
Not with this game.
Mm-mm. No, that was like an instant classic already. I love the NFL. It's just an incredibly fascinating league. And, you know, Patrick Mahomes against Lamar Jackson. Ravens Chiefs, although we always do like the quarterback like matchup head to head, but it really doesn't matter. It's Patrick Mahomes against the Baltimore Ravens defense. Like Lamar, like whichever defense gets a stop is going to be the one that's going to end up with the win, because you know these offenses are going to put points on the board. You know that. And boy, did they put some points up last night. Ravens end up winning by 136-35. But yeah, that was a good game. That was a good game for Sunday Night Football. So I guess congratulations to the NFL with another awesome, nationally televised, highlighted, like, standalone game. Thursday Night Football was great, you know, with the Washington football team and the Giants. Sunday Night Football was great with the Ravens and the Chiefs. All we can hope now is that tonight on Monday Night Football, that the Lions and the Packers will be at least somewhat entertaining when it comes to, you know, the same level of hopefully, you know, the same level of, I don't know, drama, fun, and just keep it close. Keep the game within one possession. I mean, Green Bay didn't look like world beaters in week one. But the thing about the NFL is that, sure, you know, Green, you look at a team like New Orleans, for example. New Orleans in week number one looked like they were just going to run around and stomp everybody, famous Jameis, and wow, that look at New Orleans, not missing a beat. And then yesterday happens when they get absolutely pummeled, just pummeled by the Carolina Panthers. And that's the NFL. How about Matthew Stafford yesterday? Was anybody keeping track of that? Did you guys see what he did?
Oh, my God, he threw one interception.
Oh,
Lions fans rejoice everywhere.
He threw two touchdowns and 275 yards and got another win. 2-0. How much fun do you think he's having? Will we get more from Kelly Stafford on the fun front?
If you're still following Kelly Stafford, just You can do better things in your life.
I do not follow her.
As soon as that trade happened, I went and, like, unfollow. No need to even know what you're up to anymore.
Yeah, I started following, like, right before she went into the hospital. And then I didn't follow for a whole lot longer, I don't think. This wasn't a lot there. You know, this wasn't, it's like, yeah, why am I following his wife? Like, what's wrong with me? Just seems weird. Seems weird. What about the injury that took place in Chicago? Chicago Bears rookie quarterback Justin Fields replacing the injured Andy Dalton. He was running. It doesn't sound like an ankle. It sounds like a knee for Dalton. He tweaked it. Just running and trying to cut, and then that was that. And the rookie Justin Fields, you know, playing he played a handful of snaps in the first half of Sunday's home game against the Bengals. Took over at quarterback in the third quarter for Dalton after he suffered that knee injury. Fields went 6 of 13 for 60 yards and a pick, rushed 10 times for 31 yards. Like, I'm telling you, man, it's so very hard, and now the Bears are thrust into the situation. Well, it's like, hey, we were going to try to bench him, but and redshirt him behind Andy Dalton, but he's done. So now it's Justin Fields, and now all of Chicago and all of the NFL that wanted an opportunity to be able to see Justin Fields, now they're going to see him, and it's baptism by fire. And I don't know.
Like we were talking about last week, the other teams, not so much the Niners, but like the other teams that are starting rookies, you know, or younger quarterbacks, let's say, because I'd say Joe Burrow is technically still a rookie. How many games did he, you know, how much action did he really get last year? Then you have, you know, Tua is also a young quarterback. Now he's hurt. Mm-hmm. But we talked about last week, a lot of the teams that start young quarterbacks they don't have championship aspirations. The Bears, they want to make it to at least the playoffs, if not the NFC Championship game. The Niners are flip-flopping back and forth between quarterbacks, and they have true Super Bowl aspirations. So, I don't know. It's just, I understand if you're rebuilding and you're trying to start a young quarterback, but then, you know, if you have a championship defense and now you're already on your second quarterback in week two, little difficult.
Yeah, and a lot of these franchises just aren't built to win. If you're selecting a quarterback early in the draft, you probably don't belong early in the draft. Like San Francisco would be the outlier. You know, you mentioned Joe Burrow. He got hurt in, what, week 10 of last year? So he's played 12 NFL games. This still counts as basically his rookie year. And he was really good last year. He's just always under pressure. You know, Matthew Stafford, when he first started in Detroit, like, you know, the growing pains are going to be there, but none of these rosters, you know, that are starting a rookie quarterback, I don't think that any of them outside of San Francisco are going to be. You know, look at what happened to Zach Wilson yesterday. You know, Zach Wilson threw, what, 4 interceptions against the New England Patriots? And they now look at the Carolina Panthers. Carolina Panthers yesterday have a really good football game. Sam Darnold plays pretty well. They pound the New Orleans Saints. Darnold's playing well. Team's, you know, moving the football and feeling pretty good about themselves. And Sam Darnold on the redemption tour here because they gave up on him. Like, you know, look, he's better off. He's better off far away from the New York Jets. No doubt about it. Coming up on today's program, we're going to get into the Tigers this weekend. They split their series against the Tampa Bay Rays. So that was encouraging after a series sweep against the Milwaukee Brewers. We'll get into all of that. We'll talk Michigan. Michigan State going on the road, taking care of business. Michigan at home in Ann Arbor, taking care of business. We'll get into the top 25 this week. Matt Shepard, the voice of the Detroit Tigers, he will join us. We're going to talk a little college football with him. We'll do Lions as well. And, of course, the team that he covers most of the time, the Tigers there at the end. We'll get our week 2 NFL scoreboard, and then we'll get prepped for Monday Night Football. So a lot to do here in the show this day, today on this Monday. Excited to get to Lambeau tonight. We'll be back with more X's and Bros after this here on the Michigan Sports Network.
My name is Austin Brown, and I'm a pharmacist and small business owner. Getting vaccinated is an individual decision, and it's an important one. but it's one that you don't have to make by yourself. There are pharmacists and doctors in your communities that want to help you and answer your questions. I'd say the most common concerns are, is it safe? How is this going to affect my body? How is this going to affect the rest of my health moving forward? And those are legitimate questions that definitely need to get answered. When people have their questions answered, it opens up a lot of doors in terms of what you're going to expect from your vaccine, how you're going to feel. And a lot of people that come through our doors, when they ask us questions, they leave here feeling more comfortable and confident about the decision that they're going to make. And that's one of the most satisfying parts of our job. It's your decision. It's safe. It's time.
Learn more at myvaxdecision.com. Sponsored by Small Business Association of Michigan.
Bill Simonson here for the Van Andel Institute in downtown Grand Rapids. They're world-renowned for their cancer and Parkinson's research. And the Van Andel Institute's Purple Community is an extension to every community in Michigan and across America to raise awareness and money to help cancer and Parkinson's research. If you'd like to put together a Purple Community event where you live or where you work, go to purplecommunity.vai.org. Huge here for anybody who owns a business, or if you're making financial decisions for a business, no matter how small or how big they are, Tom Rosenbach and his team at Bean Garter can help you today. They are one of America's top accounting and business firms. They're based in downtown Grand Rapids. They service all of Michigan and coast to coast in America. Find out more at beangarter.com. That is BEENEGARTER.com.
It's a BetMGM Monday on X's and Bros across the great state of Michigan on the Michigan Sports Network. Don't forget to download the BetMGM mobile app today and visit the website at BetMGM.com.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on a BetMGM Monday. You heard Shep right there, 20th day of September. Man, great weekend of sports. Great high school football leading into a very successful college football Saturday, into a pro football Sunday, tonight, Monday Night Football. Absolutely love it. Danny Galen, Brian Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us here on X's and Bros this morning. Bright and early. Love it. We're going to get into, you know, all of the college and professional football games from the weekend. We'll get into all of it. We do have to talk about the Detroit Tigers as they were playing. Their season continues on. I know that some people are kind of like, oh, why are you talking about Tigers baseball? It's football season. Well, you know, it's got to do it. It was happening. A lot of good things happening for the Tigers this weekend. After dropping the first two games of the series, they come back, they win these second two games. And how about this guy right here, Eric Haas, just an animal.
Second inning yesterday. That's it. That's how good Tampa's pitching is. Haas puts a charge into one. He deep center field. You bet he did. A solo bomb here to get the Tigers on the board. Number 22 on the season for Eric Haas.
22. 22 home runs for Eric Haas this year. That's Danny's Dan's cousin, too, by the way. Right? Did he grow up by?
It is. I actually, no. He's not my cousin, but we have many, many mutual friends.
Oh, okay.
I actually was just hanging out with this buddy yesterday. He's like, man, what do you think about Eric's season? I'm like, dude, if you want to brag about your buddy, like, you can brag about your buddy.
What do you think? Dude's awesome. What do you mean? Played left field
yesterday? Like, yeah, he's hit 22 homers. Yeah, he's had a great season.
It's incredible. What do you think about his season? What do you think about his season? What are you guys doing tonight after the game? That's what you should have asked, right? That's the question you really want to know. Did you have to work any of these games over the weekend? Were you in the clear?
I was in the clear. I had the weekend off. I work tomorrow's game, and then I have one more series, and then I'm off for a month or so.
Really?
Before basketball and hockey start.
Before all hell breaks loose. Once basketball season starts. I mean, baseball is... You know, and for me, being as detached as I am from baseball right now, just because I'm no longer working in the sport, it definitely does feel, it feels different. Summer feels different. Everything feels different. You know what I mean? Not having that constant, you know, concern or commitment of where do I have to be tonight at what time. right? And but once, you know, football season hits, and then I know my weekends are pretty much shot up, you know, up through, you know, when high school football season stops, then I get Friday nights back. We get through, you know, the part of the college season, and it's only a handful of games in on the college slate, so that's not anything too crazy. But then the pro schedule, I mean, we're going all the way into January. We're going to the first week of January with pro football. So it's going to be, you know, it's always it's a little bit different when you don't have that giant commitment of, you know, 7 to 10 game homestand. You know what I mean? Like, it's just different. But once basketball hits, then there's no consistency to it, right? Like, I know that I'm busy every Friday night, basically every other Saturday during the day, and every other Sunday, roughly, give or take. You know, the Lions will play a couple road games in a row, and that's fine. You know, no game yesterday because they play tonight, but they were on the road anyway, so yeah, whatever. But when basketball season starts, it's got to feel a lot like baseball for you because you're working hockey games as well. So you'll have Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday in a week, and it's like, dude, I don't even know where I'm supposed to be at and at what time I have to be there. So the real challenge is definitely coming in on the horizon. This Tigers team, 72-78 this year. Far exceeding my expectations. I think far exceeding everybody's expectations. And it's coming to a close quickly. Yeah, you mentioned one more series. I mean, when you think about it, they got this home series against Chicago that starts tonight. The White Sox, Southsiders come to town, 6:40 first pitch. Love the extra early start time there. You know, start these things even earlier. Monday Night Football's on tonight, so that's great. 6:40
well, and
tomorrow.
They're doing it for the kids.
For the kids. Trick loves the kids. And the weather, right? Don't they always, once they get to the end of the season, you want a little bit more daylight or play in as much daylight as possible?
Yeah, until it's the World Series and it's November 3rd and they're starting the game at 8:30.
I mean, first pitch at 10, why not? Nobody's doing anything, right? So they have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday against the Southsiders. They'll get Thursday off and they'll pick things back up on Friday for a 3-game set against Kansas City. And that's it. Like, home games are done. And they have one series on the road in Minnesota against the Twins, the end of September, and then one series that first week in October, the 1st through the 3rd, back on the road against the White Sox, and the season's over. Like, we're done. That's crazy to me. This baseball season seemed like it has just flown by, and it's never been like that for me. Last year, obviously, because it was a shortened season, but baseball season has never gone as quickly as it has this year.
Because they're fun and entertaining.
I was gonna bring that up. Like, it's not dragging at all because I actually like to watch them.
Like, they were good for so long. Did we
took it for granted?
I don't think so. I don't know. I think honestly, like this season, the on the rise is like that's the fun part of it. You know, once it's like 6 or 7 years in a row, and it's like, yay, we won the Central. Let's go get knocked out in the second round of the playoffs. Like, this is the, you know, 05, well, 06 was extremely unexpected. But, like we didn't have this, basically, with that team, is what I'm saying. Because 2006, nobody expected that team to go to the World Series. It was literally, they had a rookie, you know, a rookie of the year. They had, you know, Pudge hitting 30 home runs. I mean, that was just a crazy season. So,
damn you, St. Louis.
Like, this is just seeing the team, like, building is a lot more exciting for me than the last time, I think.
Interesting. Wow, you got bored with success.
Well, it's not success. It was just, like, they kept doing the same thing over and over.
I mean, you win the division how many times out of how many years? Like, I would call that success. The shirts came out, you know, the AL Central runs through Detroit. You know, you're feeling really good when really, actuality. I mean, yeah, sure, you won the division, as you mentioned. Like, you get knocked out. Like, that's fine. You know, but sometimes I think that could play a role. I think that there is, you know, when you feel like you're getting the same results, this team is definitely, I would agree, a lot more fun. When it comes to, you know, what we've had in recent years, and obviously because they've been terrible, but this idea of being able to watch the future and things actually working out the way that we had hoped, right? I think that is very important, and it's been a really good season considering the fact that they're not in the playoffs and they're 6 games back of .500, and we talk here every day about this team, like how much we've enjoyed the product that they've put out on the field. Like, they're making the game enjoyable. So I would like to say congratulations to A.J. Hinch and the Detroit Tigers. Just not making it through baseball season, but enjoying this baseball season as they are 13 and a half games back of the White Sox. Like, it's not close. That's not close. They're two and a half games back of the Cleveland baseball team, the Tribe. That's it. Like, they're nowhere close. But we've had a lot of fun watching this team and covering this team. And how important was yesterday's game by the pitching staff? And mainly when I say the pitching staff, I just mean Peralta. You know, with the injuries that have happened to the bullpen and with the number of pitchers that they did not want to have to use, he comes out. They needed distance. They needed a long game from somebody. They needed a starter to go out there and give them the length. And he did just that. 7 innings, 3 hits, no earned runs. He did walk 3. He struck out 3, threw 100 pitches. But really, I mean, if you want to complain about the fact that he walked 3 batters, that's completely fine, I guess, if you're just looking for something to complain about. But he gave them exactly what they needed, and that was a good quality start. That was, you know, I don't know. It looked like ace stuff, right? That's the kind of outing that we would expect. Like, that's what we're hoping to see out of a Casey Mize regularly, a 7-inning game, you know, 3 hits when it's time. But it's a really good performance.
We'll have to get into it after the break, but I like how, like, the old guys on our team, the older pitching staff, they pitch to contact, which I think really shows the younger guys that you can do it.
Yeah. Amen to that. We'll step aside when we return. Michigan State going on the road, paying all of my bills. Thank you, Mel Tucker. And then, of course, the Michigan Wolverines handling business at NIU. We're talking football next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Why drive to the casino when you can enjoy the excitement of Vegas-style games and jackpots right from your phone? Download the Twin Spires Casino app now, and you'll unlock 24 hours of risk-free casino play up to $500 plus 250 free spins. Just register using the promo code FREEDAY. Twin Spires Casino. Launch your 24-hour getaway today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
Huge here for all the Mr. Car Wash locations across Michigan. You're going to want to look into that unlimited monthly pass that I use. Superfly Hayes, my producer, uses it. I can get my SUV washed as often as I like for one low price. You can sign up today. Just go to MrCarWash.com or stop by your local Mr. Car Wash location here in Michigan for the one close to you. And to get that unlimited pass, go to MrCarWash.com.
Auto Value is a local Michigan-based company. You can find us all over this great state of Michigan. From Monroe to Marquette, we have you covered. When you shop at your local Auto Value auto parts store, you'll always be assured of quality, service, and a huge selection of name brand auto parts and accessories. Find out more and shop online at myautovaluestore.com. Thank you for shopping at Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Now you can follow everything Michigan high school sports 24/7 at MHSAA.com. On Twitter, at MHSAA. On Facebook, MHSAA. And you can watch archive sports and live sports in season for boys and girls all across Michigan, all schools, at MHSAA.tv. But stay up to date on everything Michigan High School Sports at MHSAA.com.
Mondays on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network is brought to you by BetMGM. Visit BetMGM.com and remember to download the BetMGM mobile app today.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danny Kalen, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino all joining you this morning. Thank you for joining us, no matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening. We appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning here on X's and Bros. You can tweet at us at XB Mornings. You can find us on Facebook at X's and Bros. We're on television. Good morning to our audience there. Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN on Buckeye Broadband. We have our podcast. If you miss any portion of the show that you want to listen back to on demand, you can visit SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and the iHeartRadio app. You can find us online at MichiganSportsNetwork.com. You can find us individually on Twitter. Danny Kalin's at Dan in the Studio. Ryan Elke is at RyanL_Key/I Love Mel Tucker. And I'm Anthony Bellino at AC Bellino. Text the keyword sports radio to 21,000.
Tuck coming.
And the Meijer Supercenter guest line, 248-951-2176. 248-951-2176. Ryan, I do think that you're failing and doing a disservice to your own people here. How have you not ordered a bucket hat yet? Like, if Jim Harbaugh wore one of those on the sidelines, which it would be weird for Jim to wear one, it just wouldn't look right, right? It wouldn't have the same impact. But a straw hat? Like, I absolutely have a Michigan straw hat, like Nick Saban style. In my house, and I will break that out from time to time on the golf course. Like, where is your bucket hat? Do you have one? Have you ordered one yet? And if not, how come?
Just waiting for the right one. Just waiting for the right one. But like Mel Tucker too, with some of the things. Like last week when he had the Scripps State polo, there was a lot of asking, like, "Hey, can this be for sale?" And Mel Tucker's like, "No, this one was just for me." So he's getting a little
dang.
He's keeping the fashion closet a little closed at the moment.
I would love to know, like, does he come up with an idea or does somebody present something to him? Like, coach, like, what do you like? They're a good fit. Like, down in Miami, the guy's got the black shorts on with the polo. Like, he's a cool dude. Like, it makes you kind of want to hang out with Mel Tucker. Not gonna lie.
I just wish he was having that cigar on the sideline. That would have been the most Miami thing ever.
Bro, right? Like, once they extend that lead,
after that 40-yard touchdown after the 4th-and-1, if he just lit up a stogie on the sideline.
Ain't nothing but a G-Thing instrumental begins to play as Mel Tucker removes his headset, reaches in his back pocket, pulls out the Cuban, and sparks it right there on the sidelines and looks across the field. Are you kidding me? That would have been, that's just too much. There's way too much to ask. Way too much to ask. That would take a lot of planning. This dude's really tough to hate. Really, really tough to hate. Dan, did you say that Steve was on the phone?
Yes, he is.
All right, we'll get to him. I don't want to miss out on Steve. Steve, good morning to you, my friend. How are you, partner? Sorry about making you wait there.
I'm good, Anthony. How are you guys doing?
Doing very well, thank you.
Good morning, Big Dan and Ryan. I want to talk about cornerback Quentin Dunbar. I guess he was in training camp for the Lions, and I apologize if you guys already touched on this. He came to training camp with the Lions, and then he missed like 3 or 4 days for personal reasons. And then he comes back, and the Lions cut him. So I'm not sure what's going on there. I mean, they could have used a veteran corner. So I'm just wondering if you guys have heard anything on his progress or whatever they're doing. That's all I got, guys. You have a great day, okay? Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Take it easy. I don't know what was going on with Quentin Dunbar and why he left. I mean, you know, when anytime they say personal reasons, it's like that could be literally anything. You know what I mean? Like, it could be anything. And, you know, what, August, they waive him, and then I don't think anything's happened since, to be honest with you. You know, he had a short stint in Seattle. I just don't. I don't really know what the. He was arrested in an armed robbery case. Charges were later dropped. Only played 6 games due to injury. I just don't know if this was a move that, you know, he was going to be good enough. Like I said, personal reasons is tough because we don't know. You know, you don't want to speculate because it literally could be anything. Could be something family related. Could be something related to him, but. Yeah, I don't know, and I don't know if that's necessarily the guy you want on your roster. But then again, like I said, I mean, I'm not afraid to admit that I don't know what the correct answer is there. But that's just me. You know, I'm going to feel free to remove myself from the speculation game. 6 teams in the AP Top 25 poll. Iowa at 5, Penn State at 6, Ohio State at 10, Badgers at 18, Michigan at 19, Michigan State at 20. Once the league figures out how to take Cooper Kupp out of the game, was a text send to us. That's why I just brought this up real quick with the rankings. This is the NFL. Who's going to be the Rams' weapon? I don't know. They seem to have a lot of guys on offense that can catch the football, but Cooper Kupp definitely is priority number one for Matthew Stafford. We should have seen that coming. Let's see how good the quarterback reads the second and third reads. I think he'll be fine. Watch out for those Carolina Panthers. And how the heck does State come from behind U of M in the polls? So there's, and we're talking college football right now, so that's why I wanted to get into that that text just now. Michigan State checks in at 20. Michigan checks in at 19. Michigan State handed Miami what should have been their third loss. I don't want to discredit that win at all for what Michigan State went down and did for somebody who took Michigan State and the points, took Michigan State and the money line, then took Michigan State, the points, and the money line on the same game parlay, like loved Michigan State in this football game against Miami. I think that Michigan State is playing a different brand of football than they've played in a few years. I think that this offense, now I don't know a whole lot about their, the Spartans defensively right now, but I could tell you on offense, it seems like they have a quarterback that could throw the football. They have an offensive line that is getting helmet on helmet, and they are blocking the hell out of people. And they have a running back in Kenneth Walker III who has been absolutely sensational throughout the first three games. And I say the first three games, but you know, game two was kind of a wash because it was Youngstown. He didn't get a whole lot of action, nor should he have. But he has been sensational through three games this season.
That's what's been great about Kenneth Walker, the fact that he leads the nation in rushing. And then you look at the schedule, it's like, oh, well, Youngstown's on there. Only had 57 yards.
Hey, seven carries.
Right. So the fact that he's put up huge numbers on the road against Northwestern Miami, again, we can wait till the end of the year to make our conclusions about those teams, but still, going on the road and putting up numbers is nothing to scoff at.
No, not at all. And I like the quote from Mel Tucker after the game about the Heat, you know, talking about I forget what the actual and where I saw it at, but he said something along the lines of we wanted to drag them into the deep end.
Drag them into the deep water and suffocate them.
Yeah. Yeah, under the pressure that we live in or something like that. And I'm like, okay, Mel, that's kind of weird, but yeah, I'm with it. Like, all right, sure. You're dragging them in the deep end and the pressure and the deep waters. I'm like, all right, sure. That's cool.
After the game, too, he credited all the fans that traveled down to Miami. It was, you know, create a good environment. He goes, now we can't wait to get back to the woodshed Saturday against Nebraska and show out. It's like, I love it that you call it the woodshed.
Oh, boy.
It's like, I love the woodshed.
Ryan can't stand up over here.
Nope.
Well, and you know what? Deservedly so. Like, you should be excited about what you're seeing.
Remember what Urban Meyer said about this team? That's the funny thing about Twitter, though, is that Michigan and Michigan State fans are arguing, well, my team's better, my team's better. It's like, we're going to figure that out, guys. There's a game on the schedule.
We should just enjoy this for as long as possible. So, because you have both teams in the AP top 25, right there at 19 and 20. And I just think that, man, when you look at how desperately both teams needed, both schools, both cities, right, both fan bases needed their football program to be somewhat relevant again. And here they are, like this is what is supposed, like high tides raise all ships. That's the old saying, right? I have no problem with Michigan State being good, and I'm actually really enjoying watching them because Urban Meyer said a couple years ago, D'Antonio was still there, and he just said, you know, they asked him what's wrong with Michigan State, and he said, where are the pros? He's like, what guys on this roster? Where are the pros? They've historically in the past under him have done a good job of bringing in some underranked guys and developing them into professional players, right? But that's how you win at the college level. And I thought that it was interesting that Urban just came right out and said, where are the pros? Because we have seen teams, my team in general, have a lot of talent and have a lot of professional prospects that have been selected in the NFL draft, but haven't necessarily produced what I think the fan base expectation was. And they just haven't gotten it done at the college level. We see them move on and play pretty well at the professional level. And you're like, where in the hell was that when we needed it? For Michigan State right now, I think that they have a couple of really promising players that should see some time on Sundays. And it starts in the backfield with Kenneth Walker. I mean, that guy had some runs on Saturday that were just sensational. Like, that's the best word I know how to describe him. I don't know about you, but he has been a lot of fun to watch. So I will just give Mel Tucker one of these. And thank you. I'll give him a big thank you card right now because it was a successful betting weekend. I love it.
And watching game day, Saturday morning.
Hey, they come into the game, Michigan State. You think they do it?
If both teams are undefeated October 30th or both ranked, yes. I have to look at the schedule as well, the rest of the football schedule. But
if Michigan and Michigan State are both undefeated on October 30th, which means it'd be Nebraska, Western Kentucky, Rutgers, and Indiana. It's
doable.
Folks, doable. With the way they're playing right now, that's 7-0. That's 7-0 going into the Michigan game. That's crazy because if that happens, there is no way College Game Day doesn't go. I don't care if Alabama's playing the Dallas Cowboys. College Game Day would be going to this football game in East Lansing because Michigan has Rutgers, Wisconsin, Nebraska, and Northwestern. If both teams are 7-0,
6-1.
Who's 6-1?
I'm just saying, if both teams are 7-0 or 6-1.
Dan, was he trying to? What are you doing over there, Ryan? I'm up here right now.
I'm just saying.
He's not talking about you. He's saying one of the teams.
If one of the teams.
Get that SpongeBob meme. Even if one of the teams are 6-1. There's no way. Both teams
will be ranked in the top 20.
Oh, my God. Michigan would have wins against two ranked teams. Michigan State with one. Like, come on. They have to. Do it for us. We need that. We need that. And what's really interesting about this is that if the football teams continue to be as successful as they are, right, and they finish the season, I don't know, with each team has a loss or two, or maybe they go undefeated and win it all. I don't know. I think it's great across the board because it leads us right into college basketball season, which we know that college basketball runs through the state of Michigan. So I think this is just – I think this is absolutely fabulous. I think it's great for both schools. I think it's great for the state. I don't care if people want to punch each other on the internet, on Twitter, and yell about who should be a Heisman winner in September. It doesn't matter to me. It was a great win for Michigan State. I really enjoyed that game on Saturday. And the game that I was most looking forward to on Saturday was Michigan against Northern Illinois. And that game, obviously, based upon my allegiance, I'm aware that we have beaten two MAC teams. We, because I obviously play on the team, that two MAC teams have been the victim.
But, hey, MAC championship in week three. That's great. That's what you need to be doing.
Yeah, hang a banner. That's fine. The win against Washington, they're not very good. That's fine, too. But you got to play who's on the schedule, and you got to do what you have to. You have to do what Michigan did to Northern Illinois, and that is be absolutely superior in every facet of the game. And that's what they did. Like, it was a game where I didn't have to get stressed out. Like, it was almost so good, it was boring, and I haven't felt that way in a very long time. Like, yeah, the team on the other side of the field from the opening kickoff, like, those guys don't have a chance right now. And that felt good.
Before we get too deep into Michigan, the schedule, October 30th, of other games that will be happening, you have Michigan, Michigan State,
mm-hmm.
Ole Miss at Auburn, Penn State at Ohio State.
Oh,
Georgia is at Florida.
Okay,
and Iowa at Wisconsin. That's a Big Ten slate.
I think you, even though Penn State and Ohio State right now are ranked higher, I think that because of the rivalry, they have to. Right. If we're both 7-0,
right? And Georgia, Florida is the CBS game of the week, so I don't know if ESPN would touch that if they can have control of a Big Ten game.
And that one's in Jacksonville, right? The world's biggest cocktail party, Florida, Georgia.
Also, North Carolina, Notre Dame. But they're seeing Notre Dame this week in Chicago against Wisconsin. That's where game day will be.
Are they playing that one at Soldier Field?
Yes.
Yeah. Another really wonderful opportunity for Wisconsin or Notre Dame to host a home game. And, of course, they move it to a neutral site because there's this.
Which, by the way, that Auburn-Penn State whiteout game. I think you tweeted out, that's why those games need to be on college campuses.
You want to talk about it?
Let's
talk about it like that. And this was September here in the North. Like, this isn't, you know, this isn't Jon Snow, winter's here. Like, we're not facing any elements right now. It's just a little hot, sometimes a little humid. And it'll be like a nice high 60s, low 70s temperature, right? We're not talking about 30 degrees, you know, in the middle of the day. We're not talking about, you know, wind chills below zero. You know, we're not talking about having to walk out in the frost. You know what I mean? When the windshields are frozen over. We're not talking about that. We're talking about September. They came up here and couldn't do that. Like, tell me the God's honest truth. Were you a Penn State fan Saturday night? Because your boy almost hopped in a Nittany Lion costume. I almost dressed up as the Nittany Lion and ran around the streets as the Nittany Lion. Because I think that everybody who is a Big Ten football fan, we were all rooting for Penn State. Like, they had to win that football game. They had to do that not only for their own season, but they had to do that for the conference. Like, that was a meaningful football game Saturday night. You get the whiteout. Like, that's why you don't take that game to Jerry's World. That's why you don't, like, Florida, Georgia, they play that in Jacksonville because it's kind of like the center point. And with the way that they sell, like, the world's biggest cocktail party is like the nickname of this thing. The way that they sell the tickets, it's like half and half. Everybody goes, and it's like a tradition thing, right? So it's a neutral site, kind of a road game for both, but it's in a very familiar area for both schools, right? So it makes sense that they would play that there, right? The Cotton Bowl hosting the Red River Shootout, or now Red River Rivalry, because we can't say Shootout or Red River Showdown because people can't say Red River Rivalry correctly. It's challenging. You got to focus on what you're doing here, but that's okay. These types of big brand name games. Notre Dame, Wisconsin is a perfect example. They're going to play it at Soldier Field because Chicago believes, Notre Dame believes that Chicago's basically their city too. That's where their alumni base is at. Northwestern fans are like, oh, what about us? There's like 15 of us that go to football games. And they have DePaul's like, we're a basketball school. And that's it, right? And outside of that, we're not really, you know, Sister Jean, whoever, take a hike. This right here, Wisconsin, Notre Dame, should be a home and home for each. 1 year at Wisconsin, 1 year at Notre Dame. It's a primetime matchup. It's a big brand. You bring it to your campus. And the reason is exactly why Penn State and Auburn, Penn State had to make that a night game. They had to do the whiteout. The place was rocking. There is something to that atmosphere that only college football has. The pro game is far superior, but college football has a way better atmosphere.
That intro with Penn State running out. As the fans yelled, we are Penn State. Fireworks blasting off. They go to the blimp showing the white out. It's like, I would just commit to Penn State right there. I'm not even going to be able to play for the team because I'm 30 and out of eligibility. But can I commit?
You can commit. We'll be back with more. Hour 2 is next here on X's and Bros of the Michigan Sports Network. Why drive to the casino when you can enjoy the excitement of Vegas-style games and jackpots right from your phone? Download the Twin Spires Casino app now and you'll unlock 24 hours of risk-free casino play up to $500 plus 250 free spins. Just register using the promo code FREEDAY. Twin Spires Casino. Launch your 24-hour getaway today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Now you can follow everything Michigan high school sports 24/7 at MHSAA.com. On Twitter, at MHSAA. On Facebook, MHSAA. And you can watch archive sports and live sports in season for boys and girls all across Michigan, all schools, at MHSAA.tv. But stay up to date on everything Michigan High School Sports at MHSAA.com.
My mom's implants after breast cancer made her sicker than chemotherapy.
Breast implants permanently disabled my daughter.
I breastfed with implants. It made my baby sick.
Breast implants caused my wife's cancer.
My friend died because of her implants. Turns out they were recalled.
You probably know someone who was harmed by breast implants. For more information about this public service announcement, please visit www.dangerousimplants.com.
Auto Value is a local Michigan-based company. You can find us all over this great state of Michigan. From Monroe to Marquette, we have you covered. When you shop at your local Auto Value auto parts store, you'll always be assured of quality, service, and a huge selection of name brand auto parts and accessories. Find out more and shop online at myautovaluestore.com. Thank you for shopping at Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Sign up today at BetMGM and enjoy the thrill of victory on your very first bet. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. The King of Sportsbooks welcomes you to Showtime with the lock of the year. Simply place a $10 money line wager on either the Lions or the Packers, and if any team scores a touchdown, you'll win $200 in free bets, regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use my bonus code, SHEPBET200, when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Enjoy football like never before with BetMGM's live betting options, boosted odds specials, and daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use my bonus code, SHEPBET200, to win $200 in free bets if either the Lions or Green Bay scores a touchdown. Nothing beats a W at BetMGM. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.